על הישור חלק בייס דף מם טס, את די אסטריסק. יש עוד מהלך עמוק בעניין המעשה. There's a further deep process when it comes to actions. הרמב"ן כוסף בבירור הפסוק הראשון של התורה. Famous רמב"ן explaining the very first פסוק of the Torah. הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא כל הנבראים מאפיסה מוחלטת. הקדוש ברוך הוא created all that exists from complete nothingness. ואין אצלנו בלשון הקודש בו יצאס יש מעין אלא לשן ברא. In לשון הקודש, there's no word for that process, a creation ex nihilo, other than the word ברא, that root. ואין כל הנעשה תחס השמש או למעלה, הוא יווה מן העין השחלה ראשונה. אבל היציאה מן האפס הגמור המוחלט יסוד דק מאוד אין בה ממש. What he produced from absolute nothingness is some fundamental matter, very subtle, without any substance really, אבל הוא כוח ממציא. But this is a matter that had the potential to develop, מוכן לקבל הצורה, ready to take on form, ולצייס מן הכוח אל הפועל. To actualize, it is a substance that could be actualized into manifold forms. והוא החומר הראשון, that's primary matter, נקרא ליוונים היולי. The Greeks called it hyle, H-Y-L-E. You can look it up, which is really a derivative of the Greek word for matter. ואחר היולי לא יברא דבר. After this hyle, he did not create anything from nothing, אבל יוצר ועשה ממנו. Rather, הקדוש ברוך הוא fashioned it and developed it, כי ממנו ימציא הכל. From that primary matter, he developed everything in the Bria. That's the Ramban. בשאר ימי ורשיס הציע הקדוש ברוך הוא כל יום דבר אחד מן הכוח היולי אל הפועל. So in the rest of the days of creation, what הקדוש ברוך הוא did is every day develop this potential in that primary matter to actualize it. הרי כל עניין מעשה ורשיס. So what emerges is that the whole Bria really, the whole מעשה ורשיס, אחר ויעשה יש מנה, other than that first instant of creation from nothing, היה בגדר היצאה מהכוח אל הפועל. Everything else was really developing potential that was already there. על דרך זה מבאר הרמב"ן על הפסוק אשר ברא אלוקים לעשיס. It's in this vein that Ramban continues when at the end of מעשה בראשית, the Torah says, אשר ברא אלוקים לעשיס. כי בשבעת ימי בראשית גלומים כבר כל השיש אלפין שנים של העולם. In the seven days of בראשית, גלום means it's already potentially there, like in modern Hebrew, Chomer Gelem means raw material. So the 7 days of Bereshis contain within them already the raw material for the 6,000 years of the creation of the world. Uvchol elef mehen yitzeh shuv el hapoel mashayah b'choach b'mei Bereshis. So in every millennium, what happens is an actualization of a potential that was there in the corresponding day of the Bria. באלף ראשון יצא לפועל מה שהיה גלום ביום ראשון. So in the first millennium, what was actualized was the potential that was there in the first day, וכולי. עד שיום השישי, all the way to the sixth day, יום בריאס האדם, when man was created, יצא לפועל באלף השישי, that potential is then actualized in the sixth millennium, שבו יסגלה המשיח, האדם הגדול, when there will be the revelation of the משיח, who is the culmination of this idea of Adam. נמצא לפי זה, again, what emerges is, כי כל הבריאה מהשכלה עד סייף, the entire בריאה, from beginning to end, היא מהלך אחד של יציאס כוחויס אל הפועל. It's a process of actualizing potential. הן ימי ורשיס עצמם, both the days of ורשיס themselves, והן כל שיס אלפין שנים שעולם קיים, and also the 6,000 years of this particular existence. והנה אם כל הבריאה הוא עמדה לסוד זה, if the entire בריאה, is established on this foundation, נבין כי גם האדם נברא במעלה יסבכוח. It's an interesting point. If the Bria is established on this, we understand that an individual is also established on this principle, that he has the potential, וכל עבודתו בחייו, his work through his life is להוציא כוחותיו אל הפועל, to actualize that potential that he has, to make it real and concrete. ולא יראה כוחות עצמו, another fascinating point, not just the forces inherent within himself. גם התורה ניתנה לנו שנוציא הגנוז בה לפועל. The Torah is also like a treasury. What's גנוז בה, what's hidden in it, is given to us to actualize. For example, if say kalachois. So there's a potential in the sugyos, in the discussions in the Gemara, but it's really a raw form of it. And then by the time one develops it and analyzes and gets all the way to the halacha, one is actualized the potential which is inherent in the Torah. And similarly, l'amod al sidois, it's a similar type of process, ulikayma b'fol, and of course to fulfill it b'fol, because what's in the halacha is really potential in comparison, in contrast to the person actually doing the mitzvah. So when one reads the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that's potential. When one does it, he's actualized it. Furthermore, many worlds exist besides our world. All of these worlds contain within them powers and properties immeasurably so. But they're all dependent on this world of Asiyah, mechakim la'adam, so to speak, waiting for the individual. Through his actions, it should be released. All this potential from above should be released and actualized. La'adam nitena neshama ilyona. A person is given a supreme soul. Mi yodea kama kedusha v'chama malos tmunos bo. Who knows how much kedusha, how many properties and abilities are hidden in it. V'akol b'chorach, but it's all potential. There's nothing there. Nothing there in actual. The avoida of the Jew is to develop these forces, develop these talents and capacities, legalois kolamalos, to reveal these innate abilities, velikinosis, and to acquire them in practice. Ad shaderech shavolo hadamu, to the point where the Mishnah Pekavos puts it, the correct way that a person should choose in life is leiv toiv. Mi shekana midois tovois, a person who's acquired good midois, achinia ba leiv toiv, to the point where he can be described as ba leiv toiv, bevadai zacha kvar lechol hashlemus, it seems he's earned perfection, ach adayin haleiv hatoiv tzech lagi lichlal maaseh, and still it's not enough. We see that even a leiv toiv, it needs to be translated into action. Veshuv anu nizkakin haRamban. Once again, we come to the Ramban, shekosav beferashas ha'akidah. In that parasha of Akidah, la pasuk va'elokim nisayas Avraham, on that pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham, kadvarim ha'ele. He writes as follows. Inyan ha'nisayen hu. What is a nisayen? Many Rishonim deal with this. What does it mean Hashem tested Avraham? Inyan ha'nisayen hu ledaati. In my opinion, ba'avur ha'yoyis ma'ase adam v'reshus mukhletes b'yadoy. Since an individual can choose what he will do, it's absolutely in his hands. He can choose to do, he can choose to desist from doing. And therefore it's called a nisayon from the perspective of the one being tested. Avraham was undergoing a nisayon. Aval ha-menasei isborach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avraham, yitzavei boi lo'itzi hadavar min ha-koyach el ha-poal. He gave this nisayon in order to allow Avraham to develop a potential that was innate within him and to put it into practice. So he should receive a reward for actual accomplishment, and not just a reward for good intentions. Veda, you should know, says Ramban, ki Hashem tzadik yivchan, that's a pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests tzadikim, keshu yodea batzadik she'aser etzunem, when he knows that the tzadik will withstand the nisayon, he wants to give him that opportunity, and he gives him this test in order to, again, to be able to develop that which is innate within him. There's no point for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not test the Rishaim. He knows they will not do it. Therefore, what emerges is, all Nisayonos in the Torah are for the benefit of the one being tested. So he should take out and carry out his potential, his intentions, his leiv toiv, and put them into action. Says the author, Harei gam leiv toiv adayin eino atachlis achona. We see that leiv toiv is not the ultimate purpose, not the ultimate objective. Ve'ama'alois v'amidois adavois. When a person has good midois, good abilities, mukhachois l'agil ichlal maaseh. They're only good, ultimately, when they are actualized and put into practice. Ve'im sechar maaseh atoiv. Hu harbe yasek adav maaseh sechar leiv toiv. If, as the Ramban says explicitly, if the reward for the good action is much, much greater than the reward for the good heart. Anu mevinim, what we understand from that is, ki ha-ma'aseh ha-toiv hu yetzira chadasha legamrei l'umas tuv ha-lev. The good deed is a different realm altogether, a new creation as opposed to the good intention. It's not just an extension. It's something categorically different when a person does it. Achein, indeed, ma'aseh tov hu yetzirah chadasha. A good deed is a new creation. Ala akeidah atzma, regarding the akeidah, which is our departure point here, one should not think it came easily to them. The Midrash there relates the difficult arguments that they had to withstand, that the Satan was putting in their way. Many strong arguments to delay them. How many obstacles were on the way to Haram Moriah, umamash kol tzad vetzad ad sham yinisayin. Every step of the way was a nisayin. V'zo yemes, and this is the truth. Ad kama sheyesh l'adam lev tov. No matter how much a person has a good heart, kol koish avodah leotzia maaser tov lapoel. The real difficulty lies in putting it into practice. That's really where the struggle takes place. That's a nisayin, not the, the good heart. Dugma l'inyan. Let's look at a paradigm case of what we're speaking about. I made a note for myself here just to look at Das Torah of Rabbi Yerucham. Das Torah, Parshas Vayera, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, in Dibur Meschil Vayomer, and also Parshas Vayeshev, on Daf Reish Chaf Zayin. He makes the same point. So, Dugma Linyan. Chazal Amru, Chazal tell us, and Rashi quotes it, Shenismecha Parshas Poitifar leParshas Tamar. Why does the Torah juxtapose the Parsha of Poitifar when she tries to seduce Yosef to the Parsha of Tamar, trying to ensure a liaison with Yehuda, her father-in-law? The two parshas are juxtaposed there. So Chazal say, why? Loimar mazoy l'shem shamayim, afzoy l'shem shamayim. To tell us that the beginning point, at the start, both l'shem shamayim, both Eishes Poitifar and Tamar were motivated sincerely, which is a remarkable point. We often gloss over this Rashi. Eishes Poitifar was doing it l'shem shamayim. And yet, at the end of the story, Uma gadol hevdel benin, what a gigantic chasm between them. Tamar, when she was sentenced to die, kav'a halacha, she established the halacha, ki noyach lo iladam la'pil atzmo elisech givshan ha'esh, a person is better off being killed, ve'al yalbin pnei chaver barabim, rather than humiliating another Jew. She didn't want to humiliate Yehuda, and therefore she hinted, yeah, I'm pregnant through this person who owns these particular objects. Ve'eishes poitifar, kashe Yosef seiravla, when Yosef refused her advances, hilshin alav, so she informed on him, ve'yanoach lashirek, it would have been fine with her had he been killed then, instead of being taken to jail, as Poitifar did, but if he had died, he would have died. Ve'ayah l'shem shamayim shalom. What happened to that shem shamayim, which is on the same level as Tamar at the beginning of the episode? Achein harbe mechavnim b'libam l'shem shamayim. It's true, many, many of us, yeah, we have the perfect kavanois. It's all l'shem shamayim. Ach kasheh hadvarim yotzim el poya l'maaseh, but when you put it into practice, when you translate it into action, ne'efcha ha'ki'ara al piya. This is a Hebrew idiom, you know, like the bowl is turned over. It's topsy-turvy. What turns out in practice is the complete opposite from the L'shem Shamayim. That's how difficult it is to actualize a good intention. So we can say, as we said above, the actual is a completely new realm, it's a new creation, as opposed to the bechoyach, the potential that is there. The father of all moitzim el apol, all those who actualized good intentions, was Avraham Avinu. Harbe chachamim gedolim igiu le'akaros amitius. Many, many wise people reached enormous understanding and true understanding, and not necessarily Jewish sages, also non-Jews. Ach lo hitziu esan lichlal maaseh, but they didn't actually put it into their lives. Either they just found it sufficient to stay with the wisdom, with the understanding, with the insights, either that, or they did try to put into practice and failed. Come and see how far it goes with Avraham Avinu, how he understood this point to the nth degree. Avraham, after his bris milah. He earns gilui shchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there in his presence. V'soich kedei izgalus ha'shlosha aravim oimdim. But in the midst of this revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sees these three wanderers over there. Umiyad bikesh makadosh Baruch Hu, immediately asks Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says in Vayera, Vayomer Hashem imina matzasichen beinecha al nas avur malavdecha. Wait for me, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Please wait for me. V'kava b'zeh alacha, he establishes alacha. This is not the alacha. We learn in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Gdeila hachnasas urchim mehakbolas pnei shechina. It's greater to do the actual mitzvah. In practice of Achnasas Urchim is greater than Hakbolas Pnei Shechina. Uvemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu imtino, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu did wait for him. Shekasuv acharei piritas ha-malachim, after the malachim depart, after he gives him the feast and they depart towards Sedoim, the pasuk says, Avraham oidenu omed lifnei Hashem, Avraham still stood before Hashem, and Chazal comment, Rashi there says, V'zeh tikun sifrim, it's just a euphemism, shayat zech lichtov, really what it should have said, V'Hashem oidenu omed alavam, Hashem was still waiting for Avraham, but out of respect we change it, the Torah changed it. Harei kabbalas pnei shechina hi tachlis tikvas adam. What more can a person hope for than kabbalas pnei shechina? HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests upon him. And still, ufasak Avraham Avinu l'shalom. Avraham Avinu paskend halacha ki hachnasas orchim shum ase katan v'yavesh. It's a dry act. You go, you slaughter, you prepare the meat, you cook, you put the dishes. Gdolam, it's greater. ומסתום הזו גם כבוד היזברך. And this is the כבוד of הקדוש ברוך הוא שיפנה מהיזגלוס אל המעשה. That things should change in this way. וזהו היסוד. That's the fundamental idea that we're speaking about. מעשה פשוט של הכנסה סורחים. A concrete action of הכנסה סורחים הוא היצאה לפועל הטויב. That's an actualization which is greater לעומס גילוי שכינה. ומעשה עדיף. It's preferable. Next point. Kama shadam mutzia devarim me'akoach el hapoel. The extent to which a person actualizes his potential, unie yotzer chadashes. He creates new things. Unie yotzer tera, as we said above. He creates the Torah. When he takes that halacha, which is written in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, when he does that, he's creating Torah. When he takes the sugya and derives from it the halacha. Furthermore, and this is the point we're going to discuss now, where he says it's when he makes himself. This is a profound point. V'chach amru Chazal al ha-pasuk. Chazal comment on the first pasuk in Bechuk Yisai, in the beginning of Bechuk Yisai. Im Bechuk Yisai telechu, if you walk in my statutes, ves mitzvah Yisai tishmoiru, and observe my mitzvahs, va'asisem oisam, and do them. Now the simple pshat is as I just read it, va'asisem oisam, and do them. But in the Torah it's written without the vav. You can read it as va'asisem, atem, you make yourselves. And the Midrash comments, Omar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, im shemartem es ha-Torah, if you observe the Torah, hareini ma'ale alechem, I will consider it, ke'ilu atem asisem atzmechem, as if you made yourselves, asisem oisam. Omar Rabbi Chanina bar Popei, Omar lehim, im shemartem es ha-Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you observe the Torah, hareini ma'ale alechem, ke'ilu asisem atzmechem, asisem oisam. It's as if you make yourselves. This is in Vayikra Rabba. In my edition, it's paragraph Zayin, not Vav, like it says over here. And I found this in the Zohar as well. In the Zohar, Parshas Bereshis, Yud Aleph, on the phrase, Oiseh v'koineh atzmoi. The person acquires himself. If you want to also take a look at Margaliyos Eyam, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, Ois Chaf Aleph, related point. But many sources discuss the idea that when a person does a mitzvah, when he learns Torah, he's making himself, as along the in the same vein as we've been discussing. Hashemer Torah lemaaseh, when a person observes the Torah in practice, nechshav lo kilu yatzar es ha-mitzvah atzman, it's as if he created the mitzvah. Ki kachu, because it's, as we said, kiyum ha-mitzvah befoyal, to fulfill the mitzvah in practice, bishleimus, with perfection, doireshes amida benisyonis rabim, it demands withstanding many nisyonis that come in our way. V'chavana rabba, it demands concentration. V'dikduk al kol prat, it demands taking care with every detail of the mitzvah. Ad shekiyum ha-mitzvah yetzira shlema shel adam, to the point where the fulfillment of the mitzvah is a complete creation. Ul umasa, in contrast to which, ha-mitzvah kesuva b'shulchan aruch yadayin b'chorach. The mitzvah, as it's written in Shulchan Aruch, is still potential. It's like the difference between that block of marble and the end point, which is a beautiful sculpture. That's how dramatic it is. Ve'oidzes, as we see in the Midrash above, ki ha'adam ha'mekayim ha'mitzvah, the actual individual fulfills the mitzvah, nechshav lo kilo asa es atzmoi mechadash. It's as if he renewed himself, he made himself. Ve'achen ha'mekayim mitzvah es bishlemus nepach lishachar. Indeed, a person who fulfills the mitzvah with perfection is transformed into somebody else. Bli mitzvah isu adam bechoch. Without the mitzvah, before the mitzvah, he is potentially that person. Those abilities, those properties which are innate in him, that were given to him, have not yet been actualized. It's only in the mitzvahs, only the mitzvahs have this power to take that potential within the individual and become actualized. What we're saying is the key to all avodas Hashem and to all perfection, hu ha'maaseh, is action. I made a note for myself to look ahead to Daf Tav Kuf Pei Dalet. On Daf Kuf Pei Dalet, just very briefly, the discussion there is in the context of Bitachoin, and the person there, the author there says at the end of the page there, Pelehu, he says, it's a Pele, ki Adam nishtal be'olam shel Kedusha, a person becomes implanted in an environment of Kedusha, davka ledei ma'asei ha-mitzvahs, specifically through actions. He discusses a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's related to what he's saying over here. Adkan.